Now, I'm not trying to discredit the value of these investigations, nor condemn these men making these developments. But, friends, I've come to Asbury, my home, and the church I love, and the college I love, and the town I love. I come here to say to you that, my friends, we ought to be more concerned about world evangelization than the world is about all these other enterprises. I feel that right here, if there's any place in all the world where there ought to go out a stream, a constant flow, a multitude of young men and young women to the ends of the earth, it ought to be right here from Asbury College. Can't we here at Asbury College these days become so passionately concerned, just as passionately concerned about saving a world for Christ as our commercial men, as our scientists, as our government men are in going abroad? Can't we here at Asbury College again cry out with Wesley of old, "The world is my parish," and go on a world conquest for our Christ to save the multitudes yonder in other lands, in South America, and yonder in the Asiatic countries still open, and yonder in Africa where the doors are open and they're begging now? Friends, I want to say that I do believe that Christ's program of evangelization, going into all the world, is an all-inclusive program that takes everyone here at Asbury and Wilmore into its fold. We do believe that Spirit-filled youth should go out to the various lands in this, our generation, to see our generation won for Christ. I believe that the possessions of a Christ-centered church should so be on God's altar as that those who accept to go will find funds available to go when they want to go. I believe the prayers of God's saints, Spirit-filled people, should so be on offered to high heaven constantly, as that under God, those who go may have power released to them to meet the needs and the challenge that's out on the fields to which they go for nations. This was the express command of our risen Lord. "Go into all the world," said Jesus. This command's never been abrogated nor changed in the slightest degree. This command supersedes all human inclinations to evade or to avoid and to wait for some Pauline Macedonian call, something to strike them down and say, "I want you out there." It's not just merely a suggestion. Jesus didn't give it just as a request. It's an order from high heaven to all the faithful followers of our Lord. It's a clear imperative, "Go ye," in as strong and terse language as God could, through the power of His Son, present to men. We believe that strict obedience to Christ's command and commission to go is a sufficient call to take you to the ends of the earth.